Oh yes, music playing in the background, playing with coffee on a Saturday after a good swim in 13 degrees water. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is in her element, no doubt about it, and very eager to try those coffees that I roasted under the guidance of Morten Munchau, the lecturer who taught us how to roast at the London School of Coffee last week, which was an amazing experience and really, really worthwhile and fantastic. The journey into coffee just gets deeper and deeper and more interesting. I love doing recipes. I love the barista work, but Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has to know everything about coffee, and the journey continues, the horizon gets broadened by just learning more and more and more, and roasting is just another minefield of knowledge, experience, and just fascinating. So, under the guidance of Morten, we learned the basics of roasting and tried those on a 500 gram little Dietrich HR1 roaster, a kind of tabletop roaster, which is a great tool. But then on day three, we were actually at Alchemy, the Roasters in Southwest 19 in Wimbledon. You might know Ristretto, Alchemy, same company. They roast amazing coffees. And we were let loose on a 12 kg ProBud roaster. So that was an experience and a half. And we came away, we did four profiles. Two of them we thought might be quite good. The other ones really just also to see the difference how not to roast, so to bake as opposed to roast. And on the cupping table, we actually really felt the difference of these coffees. And definitely baking is not the way to roast. And going too steep and too much power is not the way either. So playing with parameters and just having an even upwards trending curve is the basics. But a lot of experience has to obviously also take place. But what I've got here, and we've got some beautiful coffee from Guatemala. Love Guatemalan coffees. And so roast two and three were on the cupping table there and then. Those that kind of really were acceptable, let's say, to the palate. And yesterday already, I pushed those very profiles, two and three, through the R58 Rocket Dual Boiler PID machine. And I tell you what, although profile three was maybe the most interesting, fruitiest one on the cupping table last week, in the espresso, sour and really not palpable at all. Whereas profile two just had more body, didn't have that sourness, the sourness went away, but believe me or not, I had to really push the R58 and the parameters of the R58 to the maximum, playing with temperature and with dosing, and I ended up on profile 2 to be at 20 gram dose with a 93.7 temperature to really get something out of it. Mouthfeel was good, acidity, yes, there, a bit flat, all of it. So not a coffee that I could rave about, sadly, but a very, very interesting experience and experiment to do. And today, with the same two profiles, I put it through the AeroPress and just now through the V60. And I will say that in the AeroPress, the Profile 2, which was really much better already on the very severe extraction method of a espresso machine, so a lot of pressure there on these lovely little grinds. In the AeroPress, it just has body, it has interest. And take another sip. It is quite a pleasant coffee. There is a bit of acidity there, and there's a bit of a journey. The lovely body is what actually shines there. Whereas on profile 3, the one that really was sour through the espresso machine, again, did the inverted method on the AeroPress. So one recipe only, just to compare those two. And I will say, it's a gentle extraction. So the sourness is gone. It is definitely fruity. It's light. It's more tea-like in color already, although we did color match when we roasted. The color is lighter. It's more cloudy when you pour it into your glass. And it is a totally different coffee. The two of them, a different sensation, completely different. I would say, because I like a good mouthfeel, I definitely favor profile two, where we just adjusted on the curve one parameter, which was the heat, into first crack, and then just let it roast on a little bit up to the color match that we had. And now I also done a V60 with profile 2, And I'm drinking that, and it's actually lovely. So two different methods in filter coffees. One contact, the V60, and one full immersion, the AeroPress. So interesting again. I think probably, I don't know. There's a temperature difference now in those two drinks because of preparing them one after the other. But I almost tend to say that the V60 is a nicer drink. The acidity is lovely there. It's there. The mouthfeel is still there. The body is there. Really, really interesting. To recap it all, the thing is, in the roasting process, there is so much to learn, so much to do, so much to adjust, so much to bring out from the bean. And then, as a barista, you can start from square again and experiment. My God, the world of coffee. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is just in her element with all these coffees. Stay tuned, because there's got to be more and more and more from here.